For a decade, young whoopers have been trained at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. But this year, most of the training has been done at the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area or the National Wildlife Refuge near the city of Horicon. This fall at Horicon, 8 young cranes have been following a human wearing a crane costume under a program called Direct Autumn Release. It means the whoopers will be released from Horicon flying behind migrating sandhill cranes and not trailing ultralight aircraft. Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation recently described one of the training sessions at Horicon as she peeked through a blind set up about 100 yards away from the young cranes.
So we have one of our biologists is out there walking slowly with the cranes. Most of the cranes' heads are down. You can tell they're very intently eating, foraging. Some of the things that are out there, of course, are frogs, insects.
Crane Foundation biologist Marianne Wellington occasionally wears the crane costume. She says the first year of training at Horicon has been good, but different from Nisida.
For us to learn where there are good places to go to teach the cranes to find food sources, you know, I knew all the ins and outs of the area I was at there, and so now it's exciting and also kind of scary if I can't show them the right things to find to forage.
Wellington says it'll be a few years before researchers know if Horicon is really a better nesting site for older cranes, thereby reducing the bird reproduction concerns that have put the crane partnership at a key crossroads. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.